ko te wā tēnei mō Peps Picks.
Yes, it's time for one of my favourite segments of the week, with the warm, dulcet tones of one Mr. Martin Pepperell on the line with me. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Liam. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Thou art drinking coffee and gazing into the sun in the distance.
Lovely. Well, I have no sun to gaze at, so I'm actually a little jealous right now.
Well, you know, use your imagination, the power of radio.
Yeah, you're right. I'll make sun noises. How about that?
Yeah, you need sun foley. Get some sun foley noises. I don't know how we're going to do that. No. Just like the sound of, like, splashing and ice cream trucks.
Oh, lovely.
Man, you should have more sound design on this show.
I know. I've kind of thought about it. I want a little, like, mini keyboard for, like, sound effects.
Yo, we need more sound effects on Liam's Breakfast Show 2025.
Yeah,
that could
agree.
Be a mission, actually, to, like, get the sound design sorted for 2025. Foley.
Okay, right. Let's do
you know,
it.
Reverb and delays, special effects.
Yeah,
you know?
What do they call those? Foley man or a Foley person or whatever.
Yeah, Foley artist. We need to put the filters on you, though, like the one where it like sounds like you're at the bottom of a well or a tunnel or something, and that can be the bits where you forget that you're talking out loud. And then you're like, wait, I'm not thinking that. I just said that.
On the other mini mixing board we have, it has like a supermarket aisle effect. Love that one. Clean up on aisle 5. Clean up. Love
that's
that
pretty
one.
Good.
Love that. Anyway, lots of sound effects in our
sound
music
effects
today.
Sound design. Lots of sound design. Lots of sampling. Sampling noises.
Yes.
Evoking atmospheres. Textures, environments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, where do we start?
Where do we?
Where do we start?
Okay, time moves in spirals. No, that's where I want to start. That was a beautiful line. Time moves.
Oh, yeah. Time moving in spirals. Good old Hyperdub press releases. So let's talk about it. So let's go back. You're back in the 90s. Fucking most exciting music in the world. 1994 to about 1997. 93 to 97, maybe. Jungle. Jungle drum and bass. Breakbeats.
Yeah.
Breakbeats. Funk breakbeats from America. American funk and soul records. The breakbeats. The section on the record where the drums are just playing. Everything else is muted. Just the drums soloing.
Mm-hmm.
The breakbeats. The breakbeats, which hip-hop discovered in the late 70s, the whole idea of we'll get two copies of the record, we'll go back and forth between them, we'll extend the break so it keeps going forever. You know, the breakbeats. The rise of dance music, the arrival of things like electro and house, samplers and drum machines, people going, hey, what if we combine the breakbeats with the drum machines of the programming. Acid House in the UK, bringing in the synthesizers. Then the Jungle Generation. Children of the immigrants from, not even immigrants, citizens of the British Empire from the Caribbean who arrived on the Windrush ship to rebuild the UK, rebuild London after World War II. They arrived, you know, bringing sound system culture, rocksteady, reggae, ska, Jamaican food, all of this good stuff into the melting pot of London. You know, all these different groups arriving in London, people from India, from Asia, from other parts of Europe, America. We get there, you know, the children of this generation. We're going to make this music. We've been DJing. What about... we'll get those breakbeats. We'll get some bass lines from some of Mum or Dad's reggae records, and we'll speed them up, and we'll put some sci-fi noises in there and some lasers and some sound effects. And, you know, next thing you know, this whole thing that the Cool Jungle was coalescing together, this confluence of all these different sounds and cultures from around the world, American breakbeats, you know, Jamaican bass lines and samples, cutting-edge sound design, noises, the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, Doctor Who theme song, all this stuff, tradition and futurism coming together in the big city, transformative moment, musical style that opens things up, you know, kicking off the hardcore continuum, you know, jungle into UK garage, into grime and dubstep, UK funky, this whole journey to the present moment, all the stuff, massive influence and pockets all around the world, Christchurch in the 90s, jungle, ministry.
Oh, all right, now we can close it at home.
Pylons, jungle. You know, this is this stuff, you know, shapeshifter.
Yeah, yeah.
Tides, you know.
Huge, okay. I mean, yeah.
This stuff, all around the world, okay. You know, time passes, a couple of decades. Like I said, you know, time spirals. We get into the 2010s. Well, actually, no, we get into the early 2000s. There was a jungle revival in North America. We get into the early 2010s. There was another jungle revival, you know, this time all around the world. New generation artists like Tim Reaper from the UK, who he's been one of the leading figures in the modern jungle renaissance. This young producer and DJ who just has an encyclopedic knowledge of the 90s music.
Yeah, right.
The perfect understanding of how to produce and make it in the style. Knows about the hardware, the samples, the software. Yeah, he played at Beacon Festival a couple of years ago. Great guy, shining light. He's, we have this moment, you know, there's people talk about, people have talked about Near Archives, Pink Pantherus.
Yeah.
These are two examples. There's young women from the UK who have taken the conventions of jungle and UK garage, combined them with R&B, reformatted them into pop music. The mainstream expression of this sort of thing. And then you tumble down below. There's usually people doing the groundwork in the underground. Tim Reaper had been part of the generation doing the groundwork. So he's made a record with a British producer who spent a long time living in Melbourne, Clock. And this has been released on Hyperdub Records, record label founded by Code 9. This is the label that introduced Burial to the world in the mid-2000s. Since then, has done loads of pivotal releases from interesting figures within this ongoing open-eared UK dance music tradition. Interestingly, though, Code 9 got a start as an academic and a jungle DJ in the late 90s.
Mm.
Starts his label, Dubstep Records, you know, Grime Records, UK Bass Records, Purple Records, Funky Records, all sorts of records. 20-year history, they'd never put out a jungle record.
Huh?
They'd never put out a jungle record in 20 years.
I'm surprised by that. That seems...
I think it was intentional.
Yeah,
I was
going to say, you'd only do that if it was quite intentional, right?
Well, I mean, the whole thing was, after Burial, people started calling Hyperdub a dubstep label.
Oh.
Well, they just promptly stopped releasing dubstep.
Yeah, yeah.
It took about 5 years before to catch up. In a lot of ways, it's questionable whether Burial even really is dubstep. You listen to that music, it sounds like the ghosts of UK garage and two-step. But
yeah, interesting.
Yep, so these two, you know, these two came together. They worked on this project, 8 tracks, collaborating with... the best ideas that they could draw from the time period of inspiration in the 90s, plus their thoughts on where this music should be going, what it should sound like 25, 30 years later. So it's interesting in that there's some progress in here, but there's also, if there are people who were around or are familiar, a lot of flashes of deja vu.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Got one of the shorter tracks, Havoc. I think the thing for me with this one, and it was a bit similar, so we listened to something similar couple of months ago, the Rush to the Unknown EP. And it was the balance between the melodic sensibilities. You know, the melodic sensibilities are almost like verging into ambient or new age, or in the Rush to the Unknown side, Kankyo Ongaku. You know, so you've got this really strong, defined melodic sensibilities colliding with the breaks in the bass. I mean, as Jungle transformed into drum and bass, it did a lot of really interesting melodic stuff in the 90s for periods people described with terms like intelligent drum and bass or artcore jungle. Talking about good-looking records, the LTJ Bookham stable of artists. But I think there's still new territory that this can be spun in, and Tim Reaper and Cloak are doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, interesting.
But look, this is just, it's lush, it's vibrant, you can really feel it breathing, it's just almost like floating, you know, you chuck this on and you'll notice you're just a little bit taller, you know, you've got a little bit less weight on your shoulders.
Oh, this is already on one of my personal playlists, as in, you sent it to me and I loved it and I put it on.
Yeah, you know, you just your brain feels a little bit clearer.
Yeah. Very good pick.
You know, the sound hit the pleasure centres in the brain. It's got great forward momentum. This music sounds good on dance floors. Let's see how it sounds on the radio.
Oh, thank you, Martin. And that was our Peeps Picks today. Here is the song choice. It's Havoc by Tim Reaper and Cloak. Enjoy.
ko te wā tēnei mō Hips Picks.